If you feel good, you can do it all right. See, this is what the devil wants us to think this morning. Amen. He wants us to have a feel-good feeling. Amen. Oh, you don't want to go to that church. You don't want to go to that church. You don't want to hear that old preacher. They're dead. Oh, it's dead. It's draggy. You need to go where I want you to go. I've got a place to go. Boy, that you'll feel good. You'll feel good. Well, I've listened to the devil in my past a lot of times. I've been to them places, amen, that got the good, feel good that night. But boy, the next morning, it didn't feel so good. It didn't feel so good the next morning.
No, that's right.
Of course, none of y'all don't know what I'm talking about, so I need to preach another way, don't I? We don't know what this feel good thing is. But see, that's the way the devil wants us to be.
Oh, yeah.
The devil, he works right up here. Hey, man.
Right.
Not in your heart. He's got to get you here first.
Yeah, right.
And then he will destroy the heart.
Yeah.
You know, Madison was singing that song and I realized where this verse was at. You say, well, how could you be so stupid you didn't know that when you read it? I guess it just didn't hit me. I guess because I'm stupid. And she sung that song, and then I knew what this is talking about here then.
Yeah.
But I was still stuck on, if thou wouldest believe.
Uh-huh.
If thou wouldest believe.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's just like we are. Mary and Martha, we're just like they were. We won't admit it sometimes, but we are we not? See, they sent for Jesus when her brother Lazarus was sick. And they said to Jesus, saying, your friend, your best friend, and our brother, he's sick. He's on his deathbed. You better hurry up and get here or else he's going to die.
Come on, brother.
If somebody sent for me, telling me, hey, somebody's on their deathbed, they're dying. They're dying, and you need to get here. Any of us would take off and get there as quick to them as we could. Not that we could heal them, but we know the one that could.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
And just because we know the one that could heal us, Brother Larry, that doesn't mean that their time has not come to go. Hey, man, we all have an appointed time. But what I say, Mary and Martha, we're just like they are. See, they sent for Jesus, and Jesus didn't come right away.
That's right.
Amen. Does anybody know who I'm heading with this?
Yeah, brother. Oh, yeah.
I think some of you do, because you look like you're about ready to get out of here.
Come on, brother.
Yeah, we're just like Mary and Martha. Amen. Sometimes we want something. Sometimes we want something. But we want it right then.
Yeah.
See, Mary and Martha, they said, you hurry up, you go find Jesus, you tell him he better get down here and he better hurry up.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Well, the guy that they sent, or woman, whatever it was, they delivered the message to Jesus.
Uh-huh.
They delivered it to Jesus. And I'm sure every who they sent went back and said, well, Jesus is on his way. I went and told him. But the Bible said Jesus waited 2 days.
Yeah.
And it's a 2-day journey back. Doesn't sound to me like he's in no hurry.
Nope.
See, Martha and Mary, they wanted Jesus there.
Yeah.
They wanted him there now.
Uh-huh.
They wanted him there now.
Come on, brother.
How many times, church, do we pray for something and we want God to answer it and answer it right now?
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
We want it now, don't we? We don't want to wait till tomorrow.
We don't
want to wait till next week.
Come on, brother.
We don't want to wait till next Sunday to go to church where we can get on that altar. No. No. We want it now.
Yeah.
Come on, brother.
I would ask how many's guilty, but you're so guilty you wouldn't sure raise your hand. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, brother.
But we're a people who wants what we want. That's why we get in such a trouble sometimes, y'all. It's because we want what we want, and then we don't check with God, ask God if this is what we need. Hey, man. See, what we want might be something that we don't need. That got me into trouble a lot of times over the years, thinking I wanted something that I didn't need. And I went ahead and I got partake of it, and then I found out and I learned I was right, I didn't need it. But Mary and Martha, they're just like we were. They want it, and they wanted it now. How many times has John called me up, say, "Brother, let's go fishing"? Well, I had a lot of other things I needed to do. And I'd say, "John, I'm busy." Well, all right then, I'm going to go. And I just couldn't stand the thought of John going fishing without me going with him. See, I wanted to do what I wanted to do. I wanted to go where I wanted to go. I didn't want to go where I needed to be. I didn't want to do what I needed to be doing. I wanted to do what Johnny asked me to do instead of what God was telling me to do. I've got in trouble that too. I've listened to John instead of the Lord, and I didn't catch no fish.
Yeah.
And had to listen to him growl because he hardly ever catches any, but but believe. Believe. Oh, I believe. I believe in God. There ain't nobody believes any stronger than I believe. There ain't nobody got any more faith than I've got. Oh, I know God's so close. We're so close. I can get out of here and I can do anything I want to do. And God understand. I can do what other people can't do because, oh, God loves me more. I do so much for God.
Come on,
God help us when we get that attitude.
Come on,
amen. I say, God help us when we get that attitude.
Amen.
I'm talking about believing this morning. Oh, we will believe that there's a God.
Oh, come on, brother.
Amen. Until we want to do something or go somewhere or do something, when in our heart God is telling us,
no.
Not now, not now.
Amen.
We want to go now. We want to do now. And God is saying, wait, wait, wait. And then we just do what? We're going to do what God wants us to do. We're going to wait on God like the Bible tells us to do. What are we going to do, Rick? We're going to go do it our way, ain't we?
Yeah.
See, we're people today. We're going to do things our way. We're going to do what we want to do.
Yeah.
I heard a woman one time said, "Well, I don't care what that preacher says. I'm going to do what I want to do, and I'm going to go where I want to go." Well, it's not what the preacher said. Just go on and do it. Amen. That's all my job. My job is, my calling is to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And when I preach the word of God to you, and if it's the truth, when I walk out that door to close this book, my hands are clear of you, and you can go live any way you want to live. Amen. I can't do nothing about it. You better not worry about what the preacher says or thinks. You better worry about what God says.
You
better worry about what God says. See, Mary and Martha, they wanted Jesus there then.
Yep.
What do you think would happen? What do you think would have happened when God told Noah? I'm going to get to the message now. That's just a warm-up. What do you think would have happened when God spoke to Noah and said, "Noah, you better build an ark. You better build an ark." I don't read in there. It may be there. I ain't ready for a while. But it might be in there that Noah said, "Well, God, why do you want me to build an ark? Ain't no rain, a big boat, whatever. It ain't no rain. It ain't ever rain. What I need a boat for out here in the middle of nowhere, in the desert or whatever?" I don't see where God, where Noah questioned God. Does anybody see where God, Noah questioned God? What did Noah do? Why did he believe the boat? He built the boat because he believed what God told him was going to happen is going to happen. Now that would have been hard to do, wouldn't it? It'd been hard to do. If God come to you and something had never happened before, and God comes to us and says, you need to do this. It's going to do this or it's going to do that. Anybody hear me this morning?
Amen.
It's going to happen.
It's
we say, oh, we believe, but we'll go ahead doing things our way, living our way. Yet saying we believe, we need to remember what Jesus said. What was in John 14 and 15, I believe it was. When Jesus said, if you love me, you're going to keep my commandments.
Amen. Yeah.
If you love Jesus, you're going to put your trust and believe in him.
Exactly.
And you're going to love him. Hey, man,
Amen.
You're going to love him. Now, what do you think would have happened to Noah if it had been like the rest of the congregation was, the rest of the people? When he said, Noah, build an ark. It's going to rain. It's going to flood. And you need to tell them people, they need to help you build that ark because I'm going to build a flood. And if they don't believe me, they're going to die. They're going to die. But did they believe God? They didn't believe God, did they? They didn't believe Noah. Oh, Noah worked day and night, I guess, for how many years on that boat? 120 years he was building it. People, I imagine, walked by and they laughed at him and pointed at him and said, what in the world is he building there? Somebody said, well, he said it's going to rain. Well, it ain't never rained. It looks out there. Look at that sky. It ain't going to rain. That ain't going to happen. Well, that old fool, he's crazy. Whoever heard the like. Has God ever told you to do something that was impossible? Have you ever been in an impossible situation that you've realized that only God's going to get you out of it? How many's been there?
Oh, yeah, brother. Been there.
Only God can get you out of it. I've been in a hopeless situation before.
Oh, yeah.
And I tell you what, the devil tried to make me doubt that even God couldn't fix this situation.
Oh, yeah. Been
there.
But I didn't doubt. I believed what God said.
Yeah.
I believed what God said. I didn't know how God was going to do it. I didn't know how God was going to fix it. I didn't know, but I knowed one thing. I knowed what the Bible said, with God all things are possible.
Amen. Amen, brother.
Now it don't say with Ralph Foster all things is possible.
No.
It don't say with Bob all things are possible, or John or Larry or Tim or Mark or none of the rest of it. It don't say with us it's impossible to do all things. But the Bible says, Ronnie, with God all things are possible.
Amen.
Now, do you think they'd been better off if they had listened to God? What Noah told God, and Noah done what God told him to do? You tell the people, you warn the people, I'm going to flood this place. They laughed and they made fun.
Yeah.
Noah probably screamed it out all the time. People, please help me. You're going to be left behind. You're going to die. You're going to drown. Every living thing, God said, was going to disappear from off of this earth. Help me. And they sat back and laughed at him. Well, I ain't got time to help you. I ain't got time to listen to you, you old fool. How do you think them people felt when it started raining? When it started raining. And day after day, I've heard people say, well, man, we've had a flood. We ain't never seen a flood like that. Never seen a flood like that. What do you think had happened? But you know what? Something happened? When Noah got it done, God said, it's done.
Yeah, amen.
Right.
Now you and your family go in.
And he shut the
door. And the Bible said they went in and God closed the door.
Uh-huh.
God closed that door.
Right.
When it kept raining, and that old boat was sitting there and it began to float. How many of them people that didn't believe Noah, didn't believe God that it was going to flood? How many of them people do you think tried to change their mind?
Oh, yeah.
But all of them. How many do you think this morning? How many do you think this morning is sitting in the house of God somewhere and some preacher is pleading with them? They're hearing it, but they're not letting it sink in. How many believe that this morning, I'm going to talk about this church here this morning. I ain't going to talk about no other church. I'm not there. I don't know what's going on. But I do know what's going on here at Bloomington Chapel this morning. How many people do you think come through here every Sunday? Every Sunday. To hear the Word of God. And they're just like the people was in the days of Noah. They hear it, but they're rejecting it. Amen. They hear it and they're rejecting. Are you hearing the Word this morning, church? Are you hearing the Word this morning? We're hearing it. But how many of us is going to take heed to it? How many of us is going to believe it? How many of us is going to accept it? Or how many of us is going to reject God's Word and turn around and walk out of here this morning without doing anything about it? What do you think would have happened if Noah would have said, well, these people tell me that I'm crazy. I ain't going to build no big boat. Lord, I got other things to do. I ain't going to build no big boat. I've got other places to go. That ain't going to happen, God. What do you think? Well, you think that do you think that God would have still sent that flood just because if Noah had rejected his word, do you think that would have stopped the flood?
No.
No, I'll tell you what would happen. Noah would have been drowned with the rest of them.
Exactly.
Amen. I wish we had more Noahs in the house today. I said, I wish we had more Noahs in the house today, church.
Amen.
You say, what are you talking about? More Noahs that would believe God. Amen. When everybody else said, no, it ain't going to happen. No, this is not going to happen. That's not going to happen. I wish I had more people in God's house this morning in this church building to say, God said it, I believe it, and we need to get up and get busy. Amen.
Amen.
We need to get up and get busy.
Yeah.
That's what God is saying to us this morning, church. Time is running out.
Yes, it is.
And we say here just like we are like the people of Noah's day. We're sitting back here on a comfortable pew, hey man, living in our comfortable houses, not getting out into the world and spreading the gospel and telling them and warning people that time is running out. Them people sat back there that day. They didn't believe. We don't want to be a bunch of people like that. Ought to have been a lesson to every church and everybody in the world today.
Amen. Come on.
That when Jesus says it, it's going to happen. But are we not somewhat like those people was in the days of Noah?
Yep.
You know, Jesus said over there, Matthew, he said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Lord. They'll be eating, drinking, doing this and doing that, living it up. It feels good to let do it, you know.
Yep.
That's what Jesus said they was doing.
It's here today.
And we're doing it now, right?
Yes, sir.
As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Lord. You look at what we're doing today and you go back thousands of years ago, what Noah and that bunch of people was doing, and we're just as wicked as they was, maybe more wicked than these people are.
Yeah.
And God said, I'm going to shut the door on you.
Yeah, come on.
But we just live in it. We know that Jesus warns us. Does anybody hearing me? Wave at me if you're hearing me this morning.
Oh, yeah, brother. Come on.
You know, we're just sitting back. We're just sitting back. We got in the comfort zone. You say, I ain't no comfort zone. Yes, you are. Don't tell me you ain't no comfort zone. Well, I've got a nice church. I've got a nice pew. Nobody better not get my seat. I'll tell them to move. That's mine. You ain't never done that, have you? Huh? I didn't know you was looking awful guilty. Maybe I didn't mean to interrupt you here. I just. But we are. We're in a comfort zone, church.
Yeah, we are.
Good heat in the winter. Cool in the summer. Good pew to sit on. Boy, I tell you what, these preachers sometimes they have a hard time preaching anymore. You know why? Because the congregation just sat down and got in the comfort zone. They don't want to do nothing. They don't want to move. Well, I got one or two amens.
Come on, brother.
I'm getting a lot of looks. Say, no, I ain't amening you on that, and I ain't going to. I don't care whether you amen me or not. It's the truth, amen. And I'm going to pray that God will wake you up, amen. We need to realize God warned them in Noah's day. God is warning us today that he said, I'm coming back in an hour that no man knows, amen. Not even the angels in heaven know that Jesus said, I don't know when I'm coming back. Only my Father knows. But I believe Jesus is sitting there looking at his Father and he's feeling it. Hey, man, you know the Bible says our spirit will bear witness. Well, I believe Jesus is feeling. I believe it. He knows. He's right on the verge. I believe he's done got his robe on. I believe he's done got old Gabriel. So you tune it up. You tune that trumpet up. I believe he's telling the angels, you get ready. And those of you that we're going to go back and get your loved ones is down there. I believe they're getting things tuned up. I believe there was a warning, and I believe there's a warning from God today that he's fixing to come back, and we better be ready. Amen. If we're not ready, we will be like they was in the days of Noah when Jesus comes. There's not going to be time to repent. Oh, I'm sure they begin to cry out and they begin to knock upon the door and beat and beg Noah to open the door. But friend, let me tell you, the Bible says when God shuts the door, it is shut, and no man can open it.
Amen,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory be the name of God.
Yeah.
I want to go in while the door's open. What about you?
Come on, brother.
Yeah. Want to go in while the door's open.
Preach it, brother. Powerful word.
I told somebody when I get to church, I'm going to that pulpit if I can make it, and I'm going to stay in it. I ain't coming out of it. I was still from every bone pain. Even my toes was hurting. Amen. But I knew if I could ever make it here, God would take care of me. Hallelujah. I feel good now. I can preach all day.
Amen.
Preach all day. You know, I'm sure that Mary and Martha are just like we are, and we're just like, when they sent for Jesus, and Jesus said, tell them I'll be a-coming. Don't you know they looked for him? Looked for him for 4 days before he arrived. They said, it's too late. Too late. Jesus, you're too late. Your friend, your good friend. I thought you loved Lazarus more than I thought you loved me and my sister Martha. I thought you loved us more than that, Jesus. Why didn't you come? You could have got here in time. If you'd have just come when we wanted you to come. Jesus said, Martha, your brother shall live again. As I'm thinking about it, your brother shall live again. Martha said, I know, Lord. I know that he will live again in the resurrection. I know that. Jesus said, Martha, are you listening to what I'm telling you? I'm not too late. Martha, oh, yes, you are too late. He's been in that grave for 4 days. Been in that grave for 4 days, Lord. Oh, we miss our brother so much. Jesus, I thought you loved us more than that. You've sat at our table, Mary and me and my sister. We washed your feet. We've fed you the best of food. We've done everything, and here you let us down. You've abandoned us, Lord. How many times do you feel abandoned of the Lord?
Oh, yeah. Been there.
Amen.
Been there.
That's pretty good stuff this morning. I don't care whether you like it or not. That's pretty good stuff. Reason it's so good, it's just coming down just like a river flowing.
Amen.
Him's a good kind.
Yeah.
him to kind. Now, it's all right to feel good about this.
Yeah, yes, sir.
It's all right to feel good about this. She said, Martha, you're not listening to me. Oh, I'm listening to you, Lord. I know what I know. I know you didn't come when we wanted you to come. How many times we prayed and we said, feel like God abandoned us. Well, God, you didn't do it. God, you said you hear our prayers. You answer our prayer. God, you didn't hear us. You didn't listen to us. You didn't do, God, what we wanted to do. God, I don't know about you.
It's His will, His time.
His will, His time. You know, I was reading something and the other day, and thought come to me. You know, sometimes His delays, we mistake them for His denials. Anybody get that?
Oh yeah, man.
Yeah. Did anybody get it? If you got it, say amen.
His
lot didn't get it, evidently. I said, sometimes God's delays, we feel like it's His denials of us.
Amen.
Now, don't you think that Martha and Mary and all of Lazarus' friends thought because Jesus was delayed for 2 or 4 days, whatever, don't you feel like they was... God was denying them, was in denial to them. How many times do we think, Cheryl, that when we pray and if God don't answer just like Mary Martha, how many times do we take His delays as denials?
Oh yeah, all the time.
Now did you get it?
Yeah, it's His time.
Come on, bro.
See, we need to realize that we're not going to speed God up and we're not going to slow God down.
Exactly.
We need to realize that God don't have a clock on the wall people to look at. God don't work on your time, Connie. He don't work on your time, Tim. He don't work on my time or none of you. God works on His time. He works on His own time. And sometimes when God don't answer our prayers right off, it's not because He don't love us and because He's not going to answer them. God knows the right time, just as that song matters. He's on time every time. And God sometimes will let us. Sometimes God will let us. You know, if we allow God, if God does all of our thinking, we'd be dumber than a rock, wouldn't we? See, God gives us a mind. What do you think He gives us this mind for? Huh? He gives us this mind to think, didn't He? He said, let this mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus also. Ain't that the word?
That's the word.
Boy, I love the word, don't you?
Amen.
I love the word. But He gave us this mind. He gave us these eyes. What to do, Larry?
See.
To read that.
Right.
To see.
Yep.
To go.
Yeah.
He gave us these eyes. You know, God made us perfect. Do you know it?
Oh, yeah.
God made us perfect.
Yeah.
We got the age of accountability. That's when we come unperfect. You know why? Because we not deny God.
His body's a temple.
He gave us these eyes to see, mm-hmm. nose to smell, mouth to speak and praise Him with.
Yep.
He didn't give us this mouth to put our neighbor down all time. Amen.
Amen.
He didn't give us this mouth, amen, and this mind to put our church brothers and sisters down all time. If we've got the mind of Christ in us, then we're going to have that mind to love one another, forgive one another.
Come on, brother.
Well, we're living in an unforgiving world, ain't we?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Amen, brother.
Sometimes we act in fool with somebody and they take it the wrong way.
Yep, ma'am.
I mean, we just got to watch what we say this day and time, amen? And who we say it to. People so much on nerve, you know. Jealousy and hate. And there's nothing worse than jealousy and hate.
Oh,
it'll eat you alive.
It'll
eat you alive.
Sure will.
It'll take away from what God wants you to have and what God wants you to be. And you'll allow Satan to make you miserable. Make you miserable. God's delays is not his denials. Sometimes God will say, okay, right? Sometimes God will say, wait. We don't want to hear this waiting, do we?
No.
We don't want to hear this waiting part. I'm trying to close church. I am. We don't want to have, we don't want to hear this wait. And then we sure don't want to hear the next one. No.
Oh, Lord.
You ever hear that no?
Yeah.
Oh, want something so bad, want to go somewhere. Oh, God, you don't love me, Lord. You don't love me. If you did, you'd let me do this or you'd let me do that. God, you just don't love me. Your kids ever tell you that? Because you say no.
Uh-huh.
You know? No. Well, you just don't love me anymore. Y'all ever told you that?
Yeah.
You just don't love me anymore. If you love me, Daddy, Mama, you would go buy me a new car.
Uh-oh.
If you love me.
Come on, brother.
If you love me, Mom and Dad, you wouldn't want me to work.
Uh-oh.
You would give me money. I wouldn't have to work. I could go over here at the beach and lay out all, get me a good tan, look real good, and all of this. If you love me. You know what the kids is trying to do today? They ain't trying to do it. They're doing it. They're laying a guilt trip on their parents, and their parents are falling for it.
Amen, brother.
We need more moms and dads. That's like we growed up. Some of us older growed up at. If you want a car, you get out and get you a job, and you buy you a car. Amen.
Yeah.
If you want to go to the beach, you do that on your spare time.
Yeah.
But you need to get you a job.
Yeah, exactly, brother.
Nobody wants to work now.
That's exactly, brother.
Nobody wants to work for a living. Well, I'm going to get back to preaching. Quit meddling now. We all guilty of it. We all, if we got kids, we all want more than what we had. There's nothing wrong with that. Problem with me, I give them a little bit better. I give them a whole lot better, I ain't going to lie, than what I had. Timmy wanted a car, his first car. He had worked in the backer and he had worked at old down there at the grocery store and all. Picked pepper, and that job was picking pepper. Oh, I feel sorry for my boys, but I had them out there. I know that was the right thing to do.
They are taping this.
Timmy said, Dad, got him a job at a sawmill one time, Gene Day. He come in one night, him, Rod Kerr, and he said, Dad, what, son? He was working for Jeanette and us. He said, I don't believe I went through high school, and I don't believe you raised me up to work at a sawmill. He said, I'll mash every finger I got. He said, I just don't believe this is my calling. I said, what do you mean you don't believe your calling? He said, I quit. Okay. So he went to Indiana and he got him a job. But the first car he bought, he come to me and he said, Dad, he said, I don't want you to borrow the money for me to buy this car. He said, I want you to go to the bank with me and sign my note to pay for it, and I'll pay for the car. Okay. And I went, and I was expecting to have to pay it off. But I got down there at the bank and went in and talked to that guy. Of course, I knowed him well. He said, what can I do for you? And Timmy told him what he wanted done. And he said, Dad here will co-sign for me. And he looked at Timmy and he looked at me and he said, Dad, he said, what about us just trusting this boy for his first loan? Let's try him for his first loan. Let him sign his own note.
I thought, boy, it sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he did, but he paid it off. I have prayed for things and prayed for things. And I've learned a long time ago that if you're praying for something, just because you don't get it then, don't give up praying. Just keep praying. I've told you this story, maybe somebody out here. For 25 years, I prayed for my youngest son. 25 years, I prayed for him every day. He was a good boy. He wasn't one of these partying guys, you know, boys I know. He never drank, never smoked, never, I mean, he just never gambled. He was just one of them kind. When he'd leave at night when he was a grown boy, and he'd leave at night and he'd tell me in time what time he'd be back. And if he something come up and he wasn't back right at the time he told, he'd usually call us when, and tell us. Now, I can't say that about Timmy. And I can't say that about my daughter. But I can say that about Bo. I mean, he was just a good guy. Help anybody, still will today. But he was so, when he'd come, brought up in church, just like the other two was. But he was so hard-hearted. You ever seen anybody that way?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, a good, good moral person. But you just couldn't get through to him. Well, you could get through. He would just shut you off. He just shut you off. I could holler at him or scream at him if he done a little something wrong. And he'd just clam up on me. I'd scream at Timmy or Missy and they'd bawl like two little ball cats. But Bo, he was hard. He was hard. 25 years I prayed for him, Cheryl. That's a long time. But I got the call one day on Sunday evening after church. I got the call going to Rough Spring. God had done told me it had happened when they called and related it to me. 25-year prayer, I've seen answered. Now, if that don't encourage you, it encouraged me.
Don't give up. Believe.
A lot of people are giving up on their children.
Believe.
They're giving up on their children. A lot of people are giving up on one another. Their wives, their husbands are giving up on one another.
Yep.
When you give up, that's when the devil is going to take you and he's going to tear you apart. But Jesus loves you today. Are you going to get up and sing your song or what? Oh, some people just can't take a hint sometimes. But do you really believe? Or is it just another word to you? Is it just another word to you, or do you really believe? It's one thing to say it, but it's another thing to accept it and believe it. Stand with me. We're going to go home. God, I didn't even go this long this morning, but I'm not going to apologize.